Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Lou Migliori, who is the principal with LGM and Associates. Lou, how you doing?
Good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Most people know what you do. You're actually a columnist for Floor Focus. You're somewhat of a flooring forensic person, aren't you?
Yeah, we're kind of like the consultants, troubleshooters in the floor covering industry, kind of like the forensic pathologists of the floor covering industry or the CSI. And most of what we do is big commercial stuff, looking at problems with all types of flooring and substrates all over the country and the world. And I'm also involved in developing unique technologies for the industry as well.
Okay, and part of what you do is you testify in court when there's lawsuits come up around installation issues, that kind of thing. But I wanted to talk to you today about a topic that some people might think probably is not directly in your basket of expertise, but yet you know a little bit about it.
Well, we can address this because we do work a lot in the legal area. We're always involved in at least a half a dozen lawsuits for something going on that we are experts or consultants with the attorneys or the clients.
And you're also from New York, and that makes you an expert in itself there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
So what we're talking about is just recently the Department of Labor has issued a statement that says that they're changing the administrator's interpretation of whether or not an employee is an independent contractor or actually an employee. And it used to be that if the worker was using his own skill sets, his own method of getting a job done, that qualified him as an independent contractor. And let me just tell you the magnitude of this. We just did in our July issue of Floor Focus some research. We asked retailers, how many of your installers are employees and how many are independent contractors? And 78% of the installers out there in this country are independent contractors. So it's This is very relevant, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it.
Tell me what you know. You've done a little research in this.
Well, first of all, let's start by saying that I don't know, as a retailer, I would be paranoid about complying with independent contractor status versus employee, because it's pretty straightforward. It's not all that complicated. There's essentially six guidelines, and the retailers can go online, the U.S. Department of Labor, look at independent contractor status, and it's going to be right there in front of them. So the Supreme Court makes a decision that solves the problem relating to the employer-employee relationship. And the goal of this whole thing is to determine the underlying economic reality of the situation, whether the individual is dependent on the employer for his income or upon himself. So the first thing, if the installer holds himself out and he doesn't play an integral role in the business by performing the primary type of work the employer performs for his customers or clients, he's not. He's facilitating what the floor covering dealer does by installing the materials that the flooring dealer sells. The next thing you look at is the permanency of the relationship. How long has the installer worked for the dealer? Has he worked there for 20 years and he does work explicitly and exclusively for that dealer? That certainly can be interpreted as him being an employee. If he does work for the dealer, but he also does work for other dealers and he also does work for himself, that can kind of parry that to an extent. The amount of his investment in facilities and equipment, as long as he's not reimbursed for any of the materials that he uses, using their own tools, which all installers should and would do, and has them in a separate place, whether it's working out of your home. The next thing would be the nature and degree of control by the principal. And examples of that would be whether the dealer tells you what hours you have to work, whether the dealer is responsible for quality control, and does the independent contractor work for somebody else. Here's one that I think could be a catch, is who sets the pay rate. If they set their rate, so the installer says, you know, you're going to pay me $4 a yard, and that's my rate, and the dealer says, you know, I'm only going to pay this, and that's it, and we agree on that, by the dealer telling him what he's got to get, he now becomes an employee. His opportunities for profit and loss, which certainly as an independent contractor installing flooring materials, he's always liable for profits and losses. He screws up on something, it's his responsibility, he has to take care of it, and it's coming out of his pocket. But if you're hiring guys because they're the cheapest and, you know, they're working specifically for you and they rely on you for their income and you're telling them everything to do, they're now employees. They're not independent contractors. The level of skill also required to perform the job, the amount of initiative, judgment, foresight, open market competition required for his success. If he goes, for example, to CFI and he gets certified as class one or two or master or whatever, he's done that on his own. He's paid for that. That is the initiative that he's taking to improve himself and his skills and to better himself in business. The dealer has nothing to do with that. And then goes back and tells the dealer, you know, I've got this certification, we have better skills, and this is what our price is. And if the dealer agrees to pay him for that, which he should because he's better trained and has taken the initiative to get that skill set for himself, then he should be compensated for it. And that, again, shows that he is, in fact, an independent contractor. If he advertises, he's got business cards, he has a website, he's got a truck with his name on it. If he's got a separate business site, then you can work out of your home. All of those things constitute an independent contractor. So I think that it would behoove the dealer to look at this, and it's very simple. It's one page. All of it is easy to understand, and he can actually help his installation guys that he's using as contractors to install the materials that he's selling to qualify for independent status to make sure that both of them are compliant with the law.
All right, Lou, I knew you know some of the details about this. I appreciate your help in trying to interpret this. Again, I've been talking about the relationship between retailers and their installers and whether or not they qualify to be an independent contractor. And we've been talking to Lou Migliori with LGM, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.